Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 762 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. Important football, or how our friends from the US would call it, soccer news. Ukraine won 2-1 against Iceland in their playoff final and have qualified for the 2024 European Football Championship, reports Champion Media. Ukraine was behind after an impressive goal from Genoa forward Albert Gudmundsson in the 30th minute. Ukraine's team managed to level in the 54th minute through Girona's Viktor Tsigankov goal before Chelsea's Mykhailo Mudryk won the match late on. Ukraine's win over Iceland means they will face Belgium, Romania and Slovakia in Group E at this summer's Euros in Germany. Their opening game will be against Romania at the Allianz Arena in Munich on June 17. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the team and said that they proved once again, quote, "When Ukrainians have a hard time but they do not give up and continue the fight, then Ukrainians definitely win," unquote. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky dismissed Oleksiy Danilov from the position of the Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine, reports BBC News Ukraine. According to the media, Danilov held his position since October 2019 and was one of the most loyal and public members of the president's team. As Secretary of the NSDC, Danilov was remembered for turning the council into an active tool for the implementation of the president's ideas. In particular, it was with the help of the Council that in 2021 thousands of sanctions were imposed against criminal bosses, smugglers, pro-Russian politicians, and the mass media controlled by them. After the president's decree was published, Danilov publicly thanked his team and Zelensky. The president appointed Oleksandr Litvinenko, chief of the Foreign Intelligence Service of Ukraine, as the new secretary with another decree. Litvinenko was not very public and devoted his entire career to analytical work in the Special Services, the National Security and Defense Council, and the State Institute of Strategic Research. He was appointed as the head of the Foreign Intelligence Service in July 2021. Interestingly, Litvinenko actually predicted Russia's attack on Ukraine back in 2009. In a joint article with the head of the State Institute of Strategic Research, Volodymyr Gorbulin, Litvinenko wrote that the key of Russia's foreign policy tasks is to subdue Kyiv, or at least to include Ukraine's southeastern part into the Russian Federation, and create a puppet government on the territory of central Ukraine, demarcate itself from the western Ukraine as the main troublemaker. Also, Oleg Ivashenko was appointed as the new head of the Foreign Intelligence Service of Ukraine, reports LBUA. Previously, Lieutenant General Oleg Ivashenko was the deputy head of the Defense Intelligence of Ukraine. He has significant combat experience. In April 2022, Zelensky awarded him with the Order of Bohdan Khmelnytsky of 3rd degree. In his evening video address, President Volodymyr Zelensky said that he had continued the reboot of Ukraine's state governance system. He thanked Oleksiy Danilov for his work as Secretary of the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine. Zelensky informed that Danilov will be reassigned to another area of work, but didn't clarify further. About Oleg Ivashenko, the head of state said only that he has the relevant experience. Quote, "In general, I expect strengthening of the strategic capabilities of our state to predict and influence the processes on which the national security of our country depends," unquote, said Zelensky. We would really appreciate if you could rate us, ideally with 5 stars, and leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and others. This really helps people to find out about the highlights from Ukraine and truth about Russia's invasion. French Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu announced that Paris will soon be able to supply Kyiv with 78 Caesar self-propelled howitzers and will increase supplies of shells to meet Ukraine's urgent ammunition needs, reports European Pravda. Lecornu said that France, Ukraine and Denmark had reached an agreement to finance the delivery of Caesar howitzers, which would allow Paris to deliver them quickly. He added that France also aimed to supply Ukraine with 80,000 rounds of ammunition for 155mm guns this year. This compared to the 30,000 it has provided since the start of the full-scale invasion. In addition, Le Cornu noted that France was involved in the search for existing stocks of gunpowder and ammunition that could be purchased from countries outside the EU as part of the Czechs' initiative. The UN's 38th report on the human rights situation in Ukraine has recorded that 32 Ukrainian prisoners of war were executed by the Russian invaders this winter alone. This is significantly more than in any previous period, reports Radio Liberty. These are only the cases that have credible evidence. The experts also interviewed 60 Ukrainian servicemen recently released from captivity and found that most of them had been subjected to sexual violence. According to Danielle Bell, head of the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission, respondents said that Russian servicemen and officials tortured prisoners with beatings, electric shocks, positional torture, threats of execution, and mock executions. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, when a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.